Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
If somebody had told me 2 months ago that I would be involved in a wife swap, I would have burst out laughing. Then, first, it was anal. Then, he wanted a threesome. I wondered what would be next. Our routine was watching porn before having sex. I felt that Charles hinted at something when he searched for banging another man's wife, but I had no idea what was to come. "Honey, how'd you feel if we swapped partners for one night?" he asked. My head snapped towards him. "What?" I thought he was joking, but he persisted. "It's something new. We get to experience somebody else. So it's a win-win if you really think about it." I was unsure if I should slap him or laugh. How do you plan to make that happen? "Haven't figured everything out yet, but I'll let you know," he said. The following day, Charles wished me luck for my job interview and said that going there was a formality. I loved that he knew how to calm my nerves. "We were very impressed with your resume, Jessica, and now that we've gotten to know you, we're even more impressed," said the CEO. "We'd love to have you on board." I smiled and said, "Thank you. It would be my honor." "Great. You'll be working very closely with Johnson. He's away for a meeting, but we'll introduce you when you start." Charles lifted and spun me around after I told him in the lounge. He took me to bed and banged the living daylights out of me, giving me multiple orgasms. During the cuddling, he said, "I checked online, and there's a party at a mansion this weekend. We can check it out, and if it's not your thing, we'll leave." I had always been prone to indulge him after he made me come. I smiled and nodded. He kissed my forehead and pressed my head against his chest. We arrived at the mansion with a 3-meter wall and the most divine golden gate I had seen. The owner surrounded the garden with white and red roses and had a lion fountain that spurted water with its mouth in the driveway. "You should work hard to buy me a place like this," I said. Seeing sports and luxury cars in the front of the house had made me feel safe. I was worried about being surrounded by creeps, but I didn't mind if they were rich. I pulled down the visor and checked my hair and makeup. "You're the most beautiful woman I've seen, and I'm willing to bet that you're going to be the most beautiful woman inside," said Charles. "Those rich guys are going to be vying for your attention." I smiled and stroked his face, his fingers entwined with mine, as we walked to the wooden door, carved in a magnificent pattern that made me eager to see the inside. A butler answered the door. I could get used to this lifestyle. A massive diamond chandelier suspended from the high ceiling, and a spiral staircase led to the rooms. Brown Chesterfield couches surrounded the wooden table. The butler escorted us to the host, Antonio, who owned the house and looked good for a man in his 70s. Perhaps it was his wealth that made me attracted to him. He kissed my hand and said, "You're extremely beautiful." I couldn't argue with that, so I smiled. "Let me show you the meeting room." "Oh, who are we meeting? I thought he was going to bang me." 6 couples were scattered in the room as we walked in. "Choose a couple," said Antonio. Charles looked around and spotted a busty blonde. I folded my arms and pursed my lips. I hate to admit it, but she looked okay. Fine, she was stunning. Charles was smiling since he couldn't keep his eyes off her rack. I smacked his chest. "See anything you like?" asked Antonio. "I do," said Charles. "Point at them and I'll get my butler to organize you a room." I pulled Charles to the side. "I'm not sure about this," I said. "Honey, we're just going to talk to them. If you don't like the guy, then don't do anything." "And if you like that blonde bimbo?" He shrugged and smiled. "Well, Then, I smacked his shoulder. I looked at the bimbo's husband. He's actually kind of cute. Reminds me of a Christian Bale. I would have been more satisfied with Antonio, but I figured that everybody at the party must have been rich. I'm Martin, said the bimbo's husband when we sat on the bed. Jessica, have you done anything like this before? What? The wife swap? No, never. There's a first time for everything. Martin let me talk about my hobbies and travels. I loved that he didn't interrupt or change the topic. Charles knew the right things to say, but Martin knew how to make me laugh. Every time I burst into laughter, I rubbed his bicep. Oh, he works out. We gazed in each other's eyes when the laughter subsided. Martin slid his hand up my leg and kissed me, his lips lowered to my neck before he licked my breast. He slipped off the strap and sucked my nipple. I reclined on the bed as he kissed my abdomen, and Martin pulled up my skirt and slipped off my G-string. The man knew how to use his tongue. A dog couldn't waggle as well as him. He stood up and took off his shirt to reveal his broad shoulders and a six-pack. Martin spread my legs open and stuffed his big dick inside me. My eyes averted as I grimaced and screamed. He craned his head up and squeezed my tits. His dick popped out, so I quickly grabbed it and shoved it back into my pussy. His hard thrusts gave me two orgasms. When I saw him wince, I hoped that he wouldn't come because I wanted it to last at least another half an hour. Sit on top with your back to me, said Martin. He grabbed my waist, and I bounced on his dick while my hair cascaded off my shoulders. I craned my head up and screamed. Martin lay on the bed, and I faced him. He grabbed my tits, and I bobbed up and down, his dick going up all the way. I watched him clench his teeth before he lifted my bum and pulled out his dick to come on my back. Martin walked me to my car and said that he enjoyed himself. Charles and the bimbo walked behind us hand in hand, unable to control their giggling. How you feeling? Asked Martin. I rubbed his arm and said, that was amazing. Since all of us had fun, we should keep in touch. Since all of us had fun, we should keep in touch, said Charles. The bimbo smiled and nodded. Charles took her number and asked for her surname to save it. Minkin. That's not Martin's surname. I kept my maiden name. Charles frowned. Minkin? My mother's aunt is Minkin. What a coincidence. What's her name? Victoria. That's my mother's name. They weren't back and forth about her physical description and the family tree before agreeing that they were distant cousins. I compressed my lips, looked at Martin, and saw him smile. Charles's gape was priceless. I wanted to burst into laughter. I guess we won't do a wife swap with them anymore. But that's not going to stop me from seeing Martin again. Since your surname isn't Minkin, then what is it? I asked Martin. Johnson. What a coincidence. I'm starting a new job and my boss's name is Johnson. The name of the company wouldn't be FSG Consulting by any chance? My eyes closed. Oh my God.